This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that we are starting to, we always seem to pit people against each other in society, almost as if we want to watch the, like the Roman Games, or the, we almost as society want to see people fight. I mean, football. I love football, and I love seeing, Dallas try to beat the Packers, and they can't beat the Packers, and that always kind of, makes me nervous, but the Patriots, try to beat the Dolphins, and then the Dolphins usually kick their butt home game. So, I like to pick a side. I like to root for that side. I want to win. And, we as humans do like the fight. We do like the competition. But I think we take it too far. I think we take it too far with politics, GOP versus Democrats. I think there's a lot of ways we could compromise. We could get the country to move ahead. But instead, it's all about the fight. And it charges the base. And so as we go into the midterms, as we go into anything, it seems to get very, very divided. Well, another now pitting of two groups are women athletes, women in sports, and transgender women. And it's almost as if people want to watch them battle it out. And it's becoming headline after headline. And this does need some discussion, and it does need some compromise and some plan to move forward. But it's very, because it used to be man against woman, white against black. These were the themes. Even though most of the people were like, wait a second, that's not us. We love our black and white neighbors, and we love women, and we love men. In fact, a few years ago, it was anti-man, anti-man. And a lot of us women are like, we love men. I love my dad. I love my brothers. I love my husband. I love my sons. You can't get this woman to be anti-man ever. So when that failed, now we have a pivoting let's have women in sports and transgender women fight it out. So one headline is apparently a transgender skateboarder, Lillian Gallagher, won a Red Bull Cornerstone skating competition. The runner-up was a cis woman, not trans, and apparently she, came in second place, is not happy about it. Runner-up Taylor Silverman claims she and other female competitors were sidelined by officials at the Red Bull Cornerstone contest. Lillian Gallagher won $5,000, placed first, and won in two separate divisions. Silverman said when she tried to reach out to officials to, quote, do the right thing, even if it's not the popular thing, she was ignored. She said, I deserve to place first, be acknowledged for my win, and get paid. I reached out to Red Bull and was ignored. I'm sick of being bullied into silence. So the victory was at a final in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was held in December. Gallagher, transgender, won $5,000, sealing wins in both the event's main competition and, quote, best trick contest. Silverman is a female athlete, 27 years old, professional skater from Kalamazoo. And she said, look, I've been skating for 11 years, competing for several years. I've been in three different contests with trans women, two of which I placed second. At the last contest series I did for Red Bull, I placed second. So, we have for years as women tried to say, look, we could do what men do. We might not be able to compete in similar rounds because of their strength or their muscle mass, you know, or bone structure. But we could play football. We could play volleyball. We could skate. We could do anything a guy could do. You know, even pee standing up. Okay. You know, and so women have been able to, and it's been a very progressive movement, you know, which is why I think you need a little of everything, you know, when in politics and stuff, because, you know, I could not have been a woman back in the olden days where I wasn't allowed to play football. I wasn't allowed to play baseball. I wanted to do what the boys could do. And girls can now do that. Women could do that. But now what's made things a little complicated is if there is a biological male who identifies as female and wants to be trans female, which, you know, all the power to. I completely understand that choice. I love being a female, so I get it. If they compete and win, as we have more people becoming, you know, and identifying as women who are biologically male, what happens to women's sports? And are women then sidelined? And are women then, you know, basically penalized because they weren't born biologically male? And because they can't necessarily do anything to augment, because then that's doping and things like that, they aren't able to win first place, whether it was swimming, whether it's, you know, and you know, at first this wasn't as much an issue because it was very rare for, you know, a transgender to enter the sports arena and then win. But now that you have females who have taken decades to succeed and excel in sports, and they, you only have a finite amount of time to win. If you're an Olympian, if you're a, and if they are up against, you know, people not in their biological gender and lose, they, you know, is this something that's going to be a trend? You know, one of the reasons why was it Lily Adams, I forget her name, the swimmer. One concern people had is because she had competed in male competitions when she was male and wasn't as successful until transitioning. And so one concern many athletes have is the lucrativeness of somebody who transitions and then is able to compete, get endorsements, things like that. And so it's a topic that we never thought we would have. And now we have females and women athletes, you know, now being forced to speak out about something. And it's, you know, I think there is a solution, but either way, it's not going to be popular, no matter what. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we need to look at the red flags of people and identify them before they go and shoot up a grocery store like what happened in Buffalo. And Peyton Gendron apparently left a lot of clues, we're being told, and just got missed. And right now, researchers are combing through his digital footprints, believed to have been left behind after he shot 13 people, killing 10 of them in a racially motivated attack at a Buffalo supermarket. Among the materials, according to NPR, is a 600-page chat log written by an individual who identifies himself as Peyton, the same name as the killing suspect. It documented roughly 6 months of personal reflections and activities leading up to the attack. The record was created on a social chat platform, Discord. It paints a picture of a committed racist obsessed with the mechanics of planning and executing a deadly mass shooting. How did nobody see this or say anything? So people are looking at this, you know, because whenever something bad like this happens and horrific, you know, we do realize and we learn that being Monday morning quarterback, there were things we could do to stop it. And we want to educate others so that in the future, if you have somebody that's writing a manifesto or is online stouting how they, you know, spouting how they want to kill a bunch of people, they could do something. But the problem we have is we have so much rhetoric out there that nobody takes it seriously. What was it, Madonna? And mind you, I have been a huge Madonna fan from a musical standpoint. But didn't she get up behind a microphone in front of a crowd saying she has fantasized about bombing the White House? So the problem we have is if somebody says, man, I would love to bomb the White House. If it's Madonna, no one takes it seriously. Nobody thinks it's going to be a threat. But if somebody else, it can be a threat. How do you know who's just saying it and who's not? You know, I there's been multiple public officials, multiple actors, celebrities that have said things that have, you know, kind of been alluded to violence. And so the next question is are they then arrested? Are they then also put into a mental facility? You know, we're looking for red flags, but we have people red flag all the time. You know, it's interesting. Somebody could say, look, if he had a violent tendency, and he was violent, and he struck people, that should have been a red flag, and that should have prompted more of an investigation. Well, then, with that logic, and I understand that, I agree, but with that logic, then what about Will Smith? I mean, Will Smith had no problem publicly on a worldwide live stream go up and strike Chris Rock on stage. You know, so the red flag issue, as much as I am in support that we need to do a much better job, we're kind of, it's a big tall order because there are so many people, including celebrities, that have very similar red flags. And at what point do we say, okay, this is somebody that can really cause harm? Now, I'm not saying what Peyton did in his digital log was anything similar to, you know, Madonna or Will Smith or whatever. But the red flags people are looking for is violence. A red flag is being public about wanting there to be violent or wanting violence. The not caring of the public outcry of you pledging violence or committing violence. So I'm not saying, like I said, none of these celebrities are equal to what Peyton, you know, Gendron did. And, you know, he should really have the whole entire, you know, gravity of the law if he is found guilty, you know, thrown at him. But book thrown at him if he's guilty, you know, due process. But the red flags we are being asked to look for seem to be happening a lot more often. And you know, how do you train somebody? You know, when young kids hear, you know, somebody say, oh, yeah, I'd like to blow up, you know, so-and-so. But they heard it on TV and they saw it on the news and they see, well, you know, celebrities and people say that all the time. That's what I think could be a problem when we have people that are shooting up schools or shooting up, you know, these institutions or public places. When they interview other students, you know, they're like, you know, gosh, well, you know, he didn't seem violent or he didn't, you know, or people always say that. You know, a very problematic thing that happens is when people go through a divorce, they might tell a friend, they might say, gosh, I wish he was dead. Or I wish he was dead. I wouldn't be going through this. A lot of people that go through a divorce say something like that. But then you have some people that actually may act on it and kill their partner or their estranged partner. When is something a red flag? Now, they say 15 people had joined the suspected Buffalo shooter Peyton Gendron's private account on the Discord app before the shooting at the Topps Friendly Market store. A Discord spokesperson previously confirmed that Gendron had sent out an invitation to a small group of people to view his chat logs about 30 minutes before the violence. A private invite-only server was created by the suspect to serve as a personal diary chat log. Approximately 30 minutes prior to the attack, however, a small group of people were invited and joined. They said before that, our records indicate no other people saw the diary chat log in this private server. Now, I haven't personally been on Discord, but it I believe allows there to be private chats, everybody hangs out, and it's like an online meet. So then you wonder who these 15 people are. Are they friends? Have they been Discord friends? Are they people that have been following him for a while? So the suspected shooter invited people to join the server. His post would have been accessible to invitees as well as anyone they might have shared access with. Discord removed the server and related content as soon as it was aware of the shooting. Now, Gendron has been indicted by a grand jury on Wednesday. And I believe that some of the attorneys want to now go after accomplices, and I wonder if that includes some of these Discord people. I'm pulling up a report right now that Ben Crump, civil rights attorney, has vowed Thursday to sue, quote, everybody who was an accomplice to the Buffalo supermarket shooting, including the gunman's parents, relatives of those killed, including the gunman's parents. They say, we absolutely intend on going after the gun manufacturers, the gun distributors, and anybody else who was an accomplice. Now, some of these accomplices could have been somebody who frequently saw his online rants or manifestos or chats and not say anything or report. Crump and Reverend Al Sharpton gathered in front of the church. This was the Antioch Baptist Church in Buffalo. And he said, we absolutely intend to on going after the gun manufacturers, gun distributors, anybody else who was an accomplice to this young 18-year-old white supremacist. And he said the mom became a victim of this because somebody woke up and decided that they didn't like black people and shot a hollow point bullet. Oh, they were talking about, Mark Talley, 32 years old, lost his mom. And he said, my mom became a victim of this because somebody woke up and decided they didn't like black people and shot a hollow point bullet through her right temple with her fiancé watching, hiding in the cooler as best as he could. My mother's fiancé had to watch her die. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking that this happened. It's heartbreaking that people were targeted because of their race. And it's heartbreaking to think that there could have been plenty of red flags. But we have to then, as a society, not normalize and be okay with celebrities talking about things that would basically be considered some of the red flags that we're supposed to be looking out for. I mean, you know, if Madonna, and she isn't, you know, but you know, if Madonna did act on what she said, then anybody who she said that to or, you know, whatever, could possibly be an accomplice. Well, you heard her say that. Why didn't you stop her? Well, she was, you know, on a mic and she was saying rhetoric and all that. So, a lot of questions, you know, could there have been an intervention? You know, what was this kid like in school? How did the parents not realize? But, you know, I mean, here's the thing. He's 18 years old. You know, it's very difficult to, in court, you know, show liability or unless they had warning signs and didn't do something. But I mean, I gotta tell you, you know, there with the video game world we're in and all that, people will quote things in rap music, people will, and it's very confusing for people to, you know, is this somebody who's really making a threat or are they just, you know, singing us a rap song or you know, acting out what they did on some of their games. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keeps going up.
El Paso, Texas is preparing for a public health rule to go away. City officials are taking action as a policy known as Title 42 is set to end Monday. Since 2020, it has been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. A judge is set to rule on Title 42 today. USA Radio News. President Biden spent part of his Friday in South Korea, the first leg of his Asian tour that aims to build economic ties and counter Chinese influence.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here in the Indo-Pacific over the next several decades. We're standing at an inflection point in history where the decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world we leave to our children tomorrow.
President Biden also meeting with the president of South Korea. The CDC is keeping their eye on another virus.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types. The West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you would ask, how much am I spending on gas a month? And in my area, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the gas stations near where I live, even though Nevada gas prices are supposed to be $4.60 or something like that, where I'm at, it's about $5.60. So my gas prices are in the $5. There's a couple gas stations in my, not necessarily in my area, but on the way to the Strip, where it's about $5.30 for an 89 octane, 87. There was one place you could get it like for $4.99. And my husband yells at me for putting, 87 into the car, so I do 89. But it's every time I fill up, I'm spending about $75, and I have a used Corvette. So I'm spending about $300 plus a month on gas. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't drive that much. I just have to get to the studio. I take a freeway to get to the studio. Then maybe I have some business meetings. But for the most part, I'm noticing that the gas isn't lasting as long. I shouldn't have to fill up my gas tank every week. And I notice I'm starting to do that. And I'm wondering if maybe the gas is being thinned a little bit. But for some reason, I'm just not getting the mileage that I used to. And I feel like I'm going to the pump more, and it's costing more. So I want someone to look at. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I want you guys to kind of look for that. Just something's not right. So these record gas prices are something that I don't want, the conversation to all be about politics, because it's almost like you see people happy going, look at this. You see what the Democrats are doing? Trust me, the Democrats are going to have major issues, at the midterm. But we really need to spend some time and effort trying to figure out how to get these prices down. In fact, one analyst predicts that gas could hit $6.20 a gallon nationally by August. Some places, especially in California, already have that. They're already at the $6. So no doubt the rest of the country could very easily be at $6.20 a gallon by the summer, if things don't change. California drivers, we're being told by CBS News, is already paying an average of $6.06 a gallon. The right now, the average is $4.59 a gallon, according to AAA. They say consumers are already spending thousands more annually on gasoline due to the surge in prices at the pump. Typical household is now spending about $4,800 on gas, which is a 70% jump from a year ago. That's according to Wall Street economist Ed Yardeni. But they think that we might have a cruel summer as summer travel kicks off. With expectations of strong driving demand, usually gas prices go up. And then from Memorial Day, May 30th, to Labor Day in early September, that is kind of the U.S. summer driving season. And so gas prices can surge. And, I talked to you guys about this years ago when we were dealing with inflation. The only way to fight it is by lowering your demand. And as supply starts to dwindle, and many of us want to get out of Dodge or we can't afford to fly, I get it. I told my husband, I want to hit San Diego this summer. Let's just get in the car, pack it up, hit the coast. I just want to go to San Diego. We'll drive because it's cheaper than flying. But now to drive, it starts to make you think. Now, I remember in the 90s, I drove to Lake Havasu ER because I worked there. I was an ER doc. And even though I was supposed to more do the fast track because I was a family doc, you basically, were one of the doctors there, shared the ER with another doctor. And I remember it's about a 2.5 hour drive, and my gas in the 90s, late 90s, was 99 cents. One day it went down to 97 cents. One day I think I got gas for 94 cents a gallon in Lake Havasu, Arizona. It was fantastic. That was fantastic. And it's interesting because when I was getting gas yesterday, it asked if I wanted to use my grocery rewards. So I shop at Albertsons. And for some reason, Albertsons, every time I put in my number for Albertsons, I could use those rewards for my gas. And so yesterday it said, would you like to take an extra 10 cents off a gallon? I was like, hell yeah. So it took about 13 gallons to fill me up because I was at a quarter of a tank. And so I guess I have maybe a 17, 18 gallon tank or I don't know, 15, 16 gallon tank. And so that would have saved me $1.30, based on the 13 gallons at 10 cents a gallon. But it's almost impossible to figure out ways if you're driving the same amount that you're driving to save money. And, when I tell people if you want to save money, don't fly somewhere. Go and take a weekend trip to someplace close by. Well, how do you do that if you need gas? So they say the drawdown in gas inventories is an increase in exports, mostly to Mexico and Latin America. This is according to I want to give credit where credit is due. This is Natasha Kaniva. This is J.P. Morgan Commodities Analyst. She said she expects fuel costs are going to keep climbing because of lower supply, higher demand. Refineries usually produce more gas in anticipation of a pickup in driving during the summer, but gas inventories in the U.S. are falling and now sit at their lowest seasonal levels since 2019. She said gasoline balances on the East Coast are even tighter, drawing to their lowest levels since 2011. The reason for the drawdown in gas inventories is an increase in exports, mostly to Mexico and Latin America. If that continues, gasoline inventories could continue to draw to levels well below 2008 lows, and retail gasoline prices could climb to $6 a gallon or even higher. So we are still exporting to Mexico, Latin America. That's going to be something that has to be then addressed. So they say the U.S. is projected to produce about 9.1 million barrels of gasoline per day this summer. Via refineries and imports, but demand is going to climb to 9.7 million barrels a day by August. So gas prices will then spike. That's her forecast. So, you know, do you cut back on driving? You know, how do you do that? And, you know, it's, you know, when I drive to, I can't carpool with somebody, you know, when I drive to work. And, you know, if my day is different than my husband's, you know, I can't, you know, carpool with him. I can't, and then I can't expect somebody to pick me up or the money on Uber. And so a lot of us, we've already been cutting back. And that's what makes this so hard with inflation and everything going on. We got our butts kicked in COVID. So a lot of the downsizing I had suggested to do a few years ago, and a lot of the scrimping and saving, many of you guys are already doing it. And so then you're like, well, what else can I do? I'm already carpooling. I'm already working from home. Now, that's another reason why people also want to work from home. They don't want to pay any gas. They go, if you want me to work here, you have to help pay for gas. We have one employee that we're helping their gas because of the commutes they have. You know, it's a very, very, very frustrating, very, very expensive time. So, you know, obviously using your car less, you know, figuring out ways to carpool, figuring out, you know, and if not, what a lot of people are doing is they're saving money on other things. You know, I told you guys, you know, I think a great idea if you want to get some money in the neighborhood is to do garage sales. Garage sales are fantastic. People are always looking for something. They're always looking for gifts. They're always looking for deals. And that money, you guys could, you know, can, you know, be split up among the, you know, the neighborhood. You know, people will do their own yard sale, and it's not enough. But when you have a community-wide or a cul-de-sac yard sale, there's some cool stuff. It's big. People come. You guys could split the money. You get some extra money. Same thing with food and eating. I think potlucks, and you got to be careful of salmonella and somebody not cooking things right, but I think potlucks are a great way to save money, where everybody brings one dish, you know, and a dish that would, you know, pretty much, you know, feed a family, like a lasagna or something like that. And then you have this buffet of food. And, you know, you only had to make one dish. And here you are being able to feed the family because everybody's kind of putting things together. So it is going to take some, you know, old school thinking of how to fight this inflation and fight gas prices. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Marcus writes, Dr. Dahlia, have you seen the poll numbers for Biden? How does 39% of the country think he's doing a good job? Okay. So, you know, I don't like too much to talk about politics per se, you know, without it being related to health, but this is, I think, something that does fall among voter psychology, and I do talk a lot about voter psychology. So it is fascinating to me that with the latest poll shows 39% of U.S. adults approve of Biden's performance as president, what are they actually approving of? You know, I'm not saying this to be Republican or Democrat or independent, but, you know, when you have a, shall we say, an unpopular president, and, you know, times of inflation and things like that, when you have a poll that is in support of that said president, then people wonder what, you know, it is an interesting question. And sadly, this is, you know, one of the lowest ratings he has had. They say only one or only two in 10 adults, according to AP News, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction or the economy is good, both down from about 3 in 10 a month earlier, so they lost a person. Those drops were concentrated among Democrats, with 33% within the president's party saying the country is headed in the right direction, down from 49%. And so, you know, the question is then what necessarily is the positives that keeps showing these polls, how these poll numbers are, you know. They interviewed a Milan Ramsey, a 29-year-old high school counselor and Democrat in Santa Monica, California. She's not that happy. She says, I don't know how much worse it could get. She and her husband had to move into her parents' house to raise their infant son. So you would think she would be affected by high rates, high prices, inflation, the baby formula. She thinks the economic dysfunction that's led to her being unable to afford the place where she grew up isn't Biden's fault. But she is alarmed that he hasn't implemented ambitious plans for fighting climate change or fixing health care. She says that he hasn't delivered on any of the promises. I feel like the stimulus checks came out, and that was the last win of his administration. I think he's tired, and I don't blame him, but I'd be tired too at his age with the career he's had. So, I mean, that was kind of a very, very nice criticism, you know, of Biden. But it shows, what to me, it's indicative of what people want. I think the people who are happy with Biden are the ones who hated Trump. And they would rather have Biden than Trump. You know, and Trump, half the country loved him, half the country hated him. Very interesting dynamics with Trump. And the people that loved him, they loved him. And they loved what he stood for. They loved the idea of the wall. They loved the idea of, you know, figuring out what the hell happened in China and, you know, why did China do this and, you know, the blame. Or they loved his upfrontness. What people hated about Trump was they thought he was he would rock the boat. They thought he was too controversial. They didn't like him. And so if Biden is not being that controversial, and he's laying low, and he's going with the flow, and some people like that. That's what some people want. They either want a puppet, or they want somebody that, you know, a lot of people don't feel Biden is running the show, that he is a figurehead. I mean, he was very, very active in politics for decades. But now it just seems like there's somebody else, because he keeps talking about how I'm not allowed to do this, I'm not allowed, they only want me to do this, they only, so it's like, who is they? You know, who is running him? So, and I get it. People say that about their wife all the time. Oh, you got to ask a wife. You got to ask a wife. You got to ask a wife. And we wives hate that because, you know, we don't want to look like we're, you know, being dictators in the family. So, you know, but he's not joking about the wife. I mean, he's actually literally serious going, you know, I'm not supposed to take questions. They won't let me. You're the president. You get to do anything you want. If you want to go get a McDonald's burger like Bill Clinton did, you go and do it. If you want to go and shake hands with babies, you go and do it. You're the president. And I get Secret Service is going to want to protect you and all that. But, you know, if you want to do something, it is up to the, you know, the administration to make it work. So Biden's being I'm not saying he's laying low, because he's obviously, you know, making some decisions that are affecting the country. But him being kind of the anti-Trump might be right up some people's alley. And they will double down and triple down on him because they fear him not being there. Maybe some people like him because they don't like Kamala. And they don't want Kamala. You know, people have been asking for Biden to resign since day one. Maybe some of these people are like, I don't want to do that because then we have Kamala. You don't know. And, you know, they're, and then you have other people that do, they just don't care. I mean, you know how many times I get called for a poll? And if I'm trying to watch TV and I'm trying to do something and I'm cooking or whatever, and somebody's like, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? How easy is it to lie? Or to just go, yeah, yes to everything. So I don't think we're getting a lot of accuracy, but it would be interesting to hear from this 39% or 33% or whoever on what exactly it is that they do like. Because remember, as I told you, when it comes to, you know, politics and it comes to the psychology of the voter, I think the average voter is more moderate. I think the average voter also wants things done and wants common sense. And if you could get both sides to agree on common sense type stuff, we'll be getting stuff done. Like the end of pre-existing conditions, preventing, you know, people would buy health insurance, it wouldn't cover pre-existing conditions. That was ridiculous. And bipartisanly, we all agreed. What we didn't agree on is padding the insurance companies and giving them more money, letting them up their rates, up their deductibles, and destroying the you know, health care with, okay, you know what, more money is going to go to insurance companies rather than into the medical system and into making things cheaper, medicines cheaper, you know, CAT scans cheaper. So, you know, there we could capture and capitalize on things that are, you know, if there's something Biden is doing that's good, yeah, can somebody talk about it? And he can't be taking credit for, well, we got jobs back, because if people were kicked out of work, and then, you know, it's like if you threw people off a boat and then you got people back on your boat and said, look how many people we saved from the water. That doesn't count if they got thrown into the boat. So if COVID and many of the more Democratic governors caused more of the lockdowns, then those lockdowns easing, you can't take credit for that. I mean, you can take credit for telling these governors to stop it and get people back to work. You can take credit for that, but then it looks like you're going up against your party. So, you know, they say 2/3 of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. They say that rating is largely unchanged over the past few months. And the other thing, too, is there's a lot of concerns about how much of the war, how much is the war affecting it. Now, I'm not stupid. I saw gas prices go up before the war, but I saw them go up exponentially, you know, with the war. So obviously it's multifactorial. It's not just Putin. It's not just Biden. There's a lot of factors. Just like with the baby formula, there's a lot of factors. There was the shortage. There was the recall, the supply chain crisis, the shifting of supplies to other areas, the lack of oversight. So it's multifactorial. But it just seems to us that if we have an unpopular president, you know, and he's unpopular for a variety of reasons. Looks like some people don't like him because they think he should be even more liberal and even more progressive. And others think, you know, he's just, you know, get us back to being independent of China, independent of Russia with fuel. You know, let us protect our border. Let's slow down on, you know, people and drugs and cartel coming over and crime. And it's just been and I don't know if anybody will agree, because what's going to happen is the pendulum is going to swing. And if a Republican gets into office, and if it is Trump, it's going to be, you know, again, the pendulum will swing the other way, going, okay, this is what we're doing. Boom, 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 boom. And there's going to be people that don't like that. There's people going to love it. There's people that aren't going to like it. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but it might come from that 33% or whatever who actually like Biden. What exactly is it that you like, and what needs to be capitalized on? I can't see it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.